The Law of Liberty. Many religious teachers claim that Christ abolished the law by his death. Some say it is a heavy yoke, and in contrast to the bondage of the law, they present the liberty that the gospel supposedly grants us to enjoy. But this is not the way the prophets and apostles thought of the holy law of God. David said, "I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts." The apostle James refers to the Ten Commandments as the perfect law of liberty. John the Revelator pronounces a blessing on those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. If it had been possible to change the law or set it aside, Christ would not have needed to die to save us from the penalty of sin. The Son of God came to exalt the law and make it honorable. He said, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall by no means pass from the law." Concerning himself, Jesus declared, "I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart." The law of God is unchangeable, a revelation of its author's character. God is love, and his law is love. Love is the fulfillment of the law. The psalmist says, "Your law is truth, all your commandments are righteousness." Paul declares, "The law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good." A law like this must be as long-lasting as its author. It is the work of conversion and sanctification to restore people to God by leading them to obey the principles of his law. In the beginning, human beings were in perfect harmony with the law of God. But sin alienated them from their Maker. Their hearts were at war with God's law. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that sinners could be reconciled to God and be brought again into harmony with their Maker. This change is the new birth, without which the sinner cannot see the kingdom of God.